yes, I'm Jack. I'm 22 years old, and I'm ashamed to say I still live with my parents. I've always been a bit of a mummy's boy, and I can't help it. Like, when I was younger, I wish my mum had made me play sport, because I wish I'd been good at sport at school. But I wasn't. My mum let me do what I want. And look at me now. I'm 22 years old. Can I play sport to a level where I get to earn thousands of pounds a week? No. Can I play football to a level where I get to date when a girl's allowed? No, I can't. Do you know what I can play? I can play recorder to grade level 7. Realise how little sexy time you get from playing Frère Jacques. Very little. And mum lied to me. She said, oh no, women love a musician, not a recorderist. The only way I'm going to get a girl into my bed by using the recorder is if I knock her out with it.
I found school very hard. I did. Because I think a lot of the stuff that we were taught at school was completely pointless. The worst one was French, right? I was taught French at the age of 16. I gave it up. I've forgotten all the French that I was taught, other than one phrase. One phrase that is ingrained into my memory that I will never be able to dispel. And that is the phrase, Où est la piscine dans La Rochelle? Because the textbook used in UK schools for the past 30 years to teach us French is a textbook called Tricolore. Now, the geniuses at Tricolore decided they would set every single hypothetical scenario where you have to ask for directions in France in a town called La Rochelle.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a cracking show in store for you this evening. You are in for a treat. And let me say, you look like you deserve it. This looks like a beautiful audience. Some beautiful faces in here. Kerry Katona is in the house. Kerry! I watched you on the Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother. I wasn't sure, ladies and gentlemen, about this series of Celebrity Big Brother. Truth be told, I thought quite a predictable series, Celebrity Big Brother. It was won by a gypsy. Obviously, he was going to be the last one to get evicted.